The Tallahassee Police Department and City of Tallahassee had just settled a use of force lawsuit with a woman who was beaten in a DUI arrest when a video surfaced of TPD officers stunning another woman, seemingly for no reason.
Oh!
Oh my god.
Y'all tripping.
Oh my god!
Look at this. Then tase the lady for nothing.
The video was shot by a bystander and shows the arrest and tasing of 61-year-old Viola Young. Moments earlier, three of her family members had been stopped and arrested by TPD officers, including Terry Mahan and Chris Woods. The video shows Mahan using a taser to stun Young as she walked away from him. And Monday, TPD Chief Mike DeLeo spoke out on the incident, saying Mahan's use of force was not justified.
Although Officer Mahan's actions were legal, his actions did not reflect the expectations of the agency when he attempted to arrest Ms. Young and then utilize the taser. Officer Mahan had the opportunity to verbally communicate with Ms. Young and should have tried to de-escalate the situation.
The state dropped all charges against Young and her family. DeLeo says Mahan is being suspended for a month without pay and will have to undergo additional training. He's also being transferred to a different area. Woods is suspended for 2 days without pay for his role. The suspensions come as law enforcement agencies across the country are under scrutiny for use of force. DeLeo also addressed that issue during his press conference.
In 2013, the Tallahassee Police Department handled 179,482 calls for service. During that same year, TPD had to utilize force in 1,513 incidents, which is less than 1% of all calls for service.
There's little data available to track use of force claims, but law enforcement agencies across the country are increasingly adopting body camera technology to defend against wrongful use of force lawsuits. Several Florida cities already have body cams in place, and there's a bill about the issue pending before state lawmakers. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.